Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello and happy June 20th, 2024. And that's right, kiddos, we did it. Today is June 20th, which means it's the first day of summer.
Woohoo!
We hope that this is a great and memorable summer for you and your family. Today is Thursday, and we're excited that you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
And we are super excited for today's episode. All week, we've been talking about healthy habits. And if you remember, our virtue Y says, we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits.
Today is New Testament Thursday. We will be reading some stories from the New Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. The New Testament contains stories about Jesus' life and some letters and stories from his disciples after Jesus went back up to heaven. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about him. When we read it, we can discover what he's done in the past and then learn what he has to say to us today. So, let's discover God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Today, we're going to talk about someone really important in the Bible, Paul. If you remember from a few weeks ago, Paul, or Saul, was called to serve Christ in a really crazy way. God spoke to him and blinded him for a few days. Before this miraculous event, Paul was putting Christians in jail. But afterwards, Paul went on to preach Christ to everyone he met. Paul taught people to honor their bodies and live a life that pleased God. So today, we're going to dive into what he said and did.
First of all, let's remember that God's gift of salvation is free for everyone. We can't do anything to earn it because it's a gift from God given to us through his grace. That's Ephesians 2:8 through 9. That means God loves us so much that he offers us salvation without us having to work for it. Isn't that amazing?
But even though salvation is free and we don't have to earn it, God wants us to live in a way that shows we appreciate his gift. This is where discipline and yielding comes in. Discipline means training ourselves to do what's right, even when it's hard. And yielding is all about giving control to God. Paul wrote a lot about this in the New Testament.
Paul taught that God's grace helps us to live good lives, lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. It says in Titus 2:11-14, "For God has revealed his grace for the salvation of all people. That grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this world as we wait for the blessed day we hope for, when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will appear. He gave himself for us to rescue us from all wickedness and to make us a pure people who belong to him alone and are eager to do good. This means making good choices, being kind, and loving others. Paul also said we should train ourselves to be godly, just like athletes train for a big race. This takes effort, like reading the Bible, praying, and avoiding things that lead us away from God."
Paul used the example of athletes because they work hard to win a prize. He told the Corinthians that just like athletes discipline themselves to win a race, we should discipline ourselves to live for God. And that can be found in 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. He said he worked hard to learn self-control and to make sure he didn't do things that would hurt other people. Even though Paul was an apostle, he knew he needed to practice self-discipline too. He wasn't perfect and had to work hard to yield his life to Jesus every single day.
Paul explained that we need to take care of our bodies because they are like temples where God's Spirit lives. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. This means we should treat our bodies with respect, eat healthy foods, exercise, and avoid things that can harm us. When we take care of our bodies, we are honoring God.
Even though Paul had led many people to faith in Jesus, he didn't stop being disciplined. He continued to train himself and make good choices so that he could stay strong in his faith. Paul understood that to have true faith in Jesus means to keep following him no matter what.
So, kids, remember that just like Paul, we need to train ourselves to be godly. We can do this by making healthy choices, praying, reading our Bibles, showing kindness to others. Let's honor our bodies as temples of God and live in a way that shows our love for Him. Let's pray. God, help us to live our lives in accordance with Your Word. We don't want to live a half-hearted Christian life. We want to live to our fullest purpose that You created us for. Help us to take care of our bodies so that we can be prepared to share You with others. In Jesus' name,
Amen. Thanks for listening and keep practicing those healthy habits. And don't forget to have your mom or dad visit biblicallycentered.com for some fun downloads about this week's virtue.
We're so glad you joined us in the New Testament today. Until next time.